Sometimes the numbers just don't add up. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that God and we together cannot handle. What a sense of comfort that is. What a sense of realizing that we're not facing the problems of today, the week, the month, the year, a lifetime alone. It's crushing to believe that we have to face something alone. An illness, a family problem, a job problem, a world problem. But to know that God is with us. A God who promised He would never abandon us. A God who is really intimately involved in our life, our breathing. It's very comforting, isn't it? There's such a sense of reassurance. And to make that point strongly, I want to share with you some scripture today. The scripture comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 34 to 44. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So He began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so His disciples came to Him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But He answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to Him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, He gave thanks and broke the loaves. And then He gave them to His disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten were 5,000. The number was 5,000. Now, why do I use that scripture passage on a Monday? Because it's a confirmation for me, and I hope for you, that God cares for us. That God will look after our needs. Oh, that's not an invitation to sit back passively and just say, "Well, God will take care of me." No, I don't mean that. But I'm saying when we work closely together, as I say on Monday, there's nothing can happen that God and we together cannot handle. That's a wonderful scripture passage that shows, number one, Jesus' great compassion for people. Two, as I said at the introduction, sometimes the numbers just don't add up. I mean, couldn't He multiply those five loaves and two fishes in such a way that was just enough for 5,000? What's with the 12 baskets of leftover? Well, it should be obvious that God's love is superfluous. Superfluous means overflowing. That God doesn't cut it close. That God is extravagant. He's extravagant in His love. That there's more than enough. You know, I wish we would take that approach when we constantly talk about overpopulation in our world. Of course, the overpopulation people, the screamers, the doomsdayer, always give the impression that, well, we won't have enough resources to help all the hungry people of the world. Come on now. We put somebody on the moon. We come up with gadgets, cell phones, paper thin. You don't think we have the ingenuity, to take care of all the people in our world, and more if God wants us to have more? Yeah, come on, we do. God is, His love is superfluous. The problem isn't that God's going to cut off the resources. We've hardly begun to tap the natural resources that's available. The problem with us is we're limited in our vision. We're selfish. We don't trust God. Every Monday I start a new week by inviting you to trust God. It's because we don't want to share. It's because we can't think outside the box, to use a modern phrase. It's because we think that we're more generous than God. How could we be more generous than God when we have this story of the Son of God feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes and having 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish left over? You know, sometimes God has to hit us over the head to make us believers. So He allows miracles to happen. Now granted, none of us were around when this miracle happened. But there's been miracles since then. How about the miracle of Our Lady of Fatima? Are you familiar with the story of Fatima? Fatima is in Portugal. It's up in I've been there. It's a remote part of Portugal, up in the mountains. It was a little village. People worked hard. Shepherds. These 3 children. Were out taking care of the sheep when the Blessed Mother appeared to them. They didn't know what to believe about this vision, so they kept it to themselves at first. And then she appeared to them again. And then slowly they started to tell people. And of course the people didn't believe them. They thought these were kids having these fantasies. But they kept it up. And then people started to believe them. And then the police got involved. And the police threatened the children. They took them aside to try to break their story, but the stories were always the same. Each child said the exact same story. And then the children, becoming so frightened, they said to the Blessed Mother, "They don't believe us. Well, what else can we do?" And she told them to tell the people to gather. And she would give them a sign. It was a very, very rainy day. An incredibly rainy day, and all the people were there, and they're getting soaking wet, waiting for the sign. And you know what the sign was? The sun started to dance. Dance. The people could look at the sun without hurting their eyes. And then, the sun started to fall to the earth. And the people started to scream, and started to run. And then the sun stopped, and went back up into the heavens. And, you know what? Those people whose clothes were soaking wet, in an instant, their clothes were dry. Dry. They'd been standing in that rain for a long period of time. That was less than 100 years ago when that happened. Jesus has always given us signs, dramatic signs. I recently received a letter from a man. He said he had heard me preach at a parish mission. And I talked about prayer and the power of prayer. And after I left, shortly after, he was diagnosed with a cancerous lesion. And he prayed and prayed and prayed, because the doctors are going to have to remove the lesions, do the biopsy, perhaps do radiation or chemotherapy. They definitely knew it was cancerous. And right before he went in for them to do something about it, it disappeared. Completely disappeared. Has never returned. Amazing, the doctors. What do you think? Do we not have an incredible God? Is not our God extremely generous? You got to be open to miracles. You see what you want to see. You believe what you want to believe. whether it's five loaves and two fishes feeding 5,000 people, the sun dancing and falling to the earth, and then all this clothes becoming dry in a matter of just moments. It's your call. When it comes to religion, you can't really convince people. You can make it look real attractive. You can share with them the facts. You can talk to them about the miracles. If they dismiss it, they dismiss it. I hope you don't. I hope you've had enough to go on. I hope you do believe in miracles. I hope on this Monday, no matter what you face, no matter what the challenge is, no matter as difficult as it might seem, that maybe you won't be able to overcome this difficulty. You're not facing it alone. God is with you. He stands on His word. He stands on His promises. We have a God who keeps promises. If you believe that, you'll take on this week with great peace and with great joy. You'll inspire people. You'll give people a reason to believe themselves. Our prayer partners, people with cystic fibrosis, that doesn't get cured. That's one of those things you don't cure. You just help people to live with it. You help them to handle the sickness. You help them to prolong their life. Please pray for people who have cystic fibrosis. And today's food for thought is perfect for Monday. Listen to this. If we were not meant to start over, would God have given us Mondays? No. Mondays we start over. It's meant to start over. You know, start over. Let God work powerfully in your life. Okay, see if I can make a smile or laugh. True story submitted to Reader's Digest by Margaret McLown. She said, recently our pastor fell asleep at the wheel and awoke just as he sideswiped the guardrail. When he got home, his wife peppered him with questions, trying to figure out what had happened. Were you sleeping when you started to drive? She asked. No, he answered. Then how did you fall asleep? Listen to what he said. He said, I'm not sure. There I was going over my sermon. His own sermon put him to sleep. Well, I can appreciate that. I love that. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. I just get so excited when I know people actually listen to my radio program. You can send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you and be your prayer partner. You can ask to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge. It's the only place you'll find my preaching schedule. You can send some support so I can keep my hospital for the very poor in southern Mexico, in Oaxaca, Mexico, open. Make the check to TASH, T-A-S-H, TASH Inc., send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And don't forget, if you're comfortable with the Internet, visit my website at fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord.